Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I love the entrance antiphon for today's Mass, and if you don't usually take a look at that in the Missalette, I'd encourage you to. The entrance antiphon, it's just the beginning passage of Scripture that's used in our minds and hearts, or should be used in our minds and hearts, as the priest processes down the aisle. I know we're singing a hymn, but right after the hymn, "The Lord became my protector. He brought me out to a place of freedom. He saved me because he delighted in me." I want to, insofar as I have any power at all, I want to make sure that you know the truth of that. Every one of you who listens to this program, that's what the Lord wants to do in your life, what he wants to be for you, your protector, and that you experience being brought out to a place of freedom. And he saved me because he delighted in me. He saved me because he loved me. You're known, you're loved, you're wanted. Let that set the tone for today in your life. You're loved, you're wanted. Open your heart. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice untroubled in her devotion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. And now we take a look at the first reading from the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Beloved, realize that you were ransomed from your futile conduct, handed on by your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, as of a spotless, unblemished lamb. Think about that. You're ransomed. You were ransomed from death by the suffering and death of Jesus Christ. He paid the price for you. Ponder that personally in your own life. He was known before the foundation of the world, but revealed in the final time for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have purified yourselves by obedience to the truth for sincere brotherly love, love one another intensely from a pure heart. You have been born anew, not from perishable, but from imperishable seed, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flower wilts, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this is the word, that has been proclaimed to you. Brothers and sisters, this is something you can take in your hands. This is who God is. This is what he's doing for you. He ransomed you from death. It's true. It's real. You have a place in the heavenly kingdom if you follow him, if you live a life of gratitude to him. Come on. Don't try to sit in that neutral zone, because there is really no neutral zone. If that's where you try to sit without making decisions, you're going to be picked off by the enemy. You're too vulnerable. You're more vulnerable than you know. Don't straddle. Make the choice for the kingdom of God. Make it today. Psalm 147, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He's granted peace in your borders. With the best of wheat, he fills you. Brothers and sisters, every day, as in every country of those who listen to this program, but every day to those of you in the United States, we should be on our knees thanking God for the freedom we do have and not taking it for granted and not jeopardizing it. Being grateful to the gift God has given us and asking God to give us wisdom to protect that freedom in the right way. Psalm 147, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Yes, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He's proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He's not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them. And they were a people who were mixed. Some followed God, some did not. Yet God did this for them. Well, what about us? How God has blessed us. How much freedom God has given us. Yes, we've suffered. Yes, we've endured. Yes, we've had war. But not like some of the countries of the world. Thank him. Ask God to give us the grace to reverence him as he deserves. To give our thanks to him as he deserves. And the gospel for today is the gospel of Mark, again, chapter 10, verses 32 to 45. This is going to be a very important gospel, brothers, and they all are important, obviously, but there's a couple things I want to say here that I need you to hear. The disciples were on the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. Taking the 12 aside again, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes. And they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, spit upon him, scourge him, and put him to death. But after 3 days, he will rise. Quite a passage there, isn't it? Jesus took his disciples, and then he took aside the 12, those closest to him. And he told them about what was to happen to him. Now look at the next verse of this gospel. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. I could weep and laugh at the same time at our stupidity. Jesus has just said, and either they didn't hear because they were talking among themselves, or they were filled with their own thoughts, or they just didn't get it and ignored it. Jesus had just said to them, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man, it's himself, will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, spit upon him, scourge him, put him to death. But after 3 days, he will rise. My goodness, brothers and sisters, Jesus couldn't make it any clearer. And what's happened to those who are among his closest followers? We want you to do something for us. It's all self, self, self. They didn't even really hear what Jesus said. You and I fall into this category. We can be so caught up with our own either concerns or hopes or plans or ideas that we don't hear the voice of the Lord. Every day it's important to make a morning offering of some kind and say, Jesus, I offer you all my prayers, works, joys, sufferings of this day. Pray a morning offering. Can be of your own devising, or it can be a prayer that you can find in the catechism. You can find it, I'm sure, in Magnificat magazine. Brothers and sisters, offer your day. Lord, may everything I do today be for your glory and honor and for the salvation of many. It can be that brief. But my time is not my own. It's God's. God knows how much time I have. I don't. And I want to be as close to him as I can. And I want to, in a certain sense, if you understand me, support him. He doesn't need my support, but he welcomes it. That I want to follow him as closely as I can so that he can see his disciples growing among the people who turn away. God bless James and John. And Jesus answered them and said, what do you wish me to do for you? They answered him, grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left. Look at what's there. Pride, self, self, self. And they followed him, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And he replied, what do you wish me to do? And they answered him, grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left. And Jesus said, you do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I drink or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And they said to him, we can. It's so bad. I weep and I have to laugh at the same time. The stupidity, that's probably too strong a word. But really, they're so self-focused. And the one they're following has just told them of the torture and the suffering and the death that he's about to undergo. And it goes right over their heads because they're so earthly bound. They can't hear. They can't genuinely hear what Jesus is saying to them. And what do they want to talk about? They want to talk about their place, their role, their position, their authority. And don't we do that? Jesus, I want. It's fine to ask God for what you need. It's fine. It's even fine to ask God for that you hope your desires will be fulfilled. If they're good desires, ask him, of course. But it's when you take what God has asked totally out of place and just say, it's me, me, me. I want what I want. We almost don't hear what other people are saying. We certainly don't hear what God is asking of us. It's a major lesson here, how easy it is for us to become deaf, dumb, and blind. And Jesus says, can you drink the chalice that I drink or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And they said to him, we can. It frightens me. It's ludicrous. And it really frightens me because we can be like that too. And Jesus said to them, the chalice that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared. That's the work of the Father. And when the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. They probably had some thoughts about, can I be on your right or your left too? But now they're indignant. How could you possibly ask Jesus that? Some of them indignant for the right reason. Some indignant because they probably wanted to ask the same thing. And Jesus summoned them. And he said to them, you know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you, hear this, will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all, just as Jesus was for us. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for the many. Where are you in that picture? God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.